Amanda, welcome to the show. Welcome to Adelaide.
Ah, thank you. It's always nice to be back in Adelaide. And always nice to see you again, Jeremy.
Yeah, well, it's lovely. Where's home now? You probably, where are you, in Queensland?
Big mortgage on the Sunshine Coast.
Oh, well, look, join the club.
Got to keep the dog happy.
What sort of dog is it?
He's a Bull Mastiff Cross Great Dane.
Wow.
He's a 57-kilo bundle of
You like them big.
He was a rescue.
Oh. Okay.
So I kind of had no choice, but I wouldn't give him up for the world.
Now, psychics are wonderful people, and I truly believe gifted, because there are people who can feel and sense.
Absolutely,
and
there are.
Even see things that most of us can't.
Yeah, yeah.
When did you realize that you could have this gift for animals?
Well, it started back when I was about five, when my uncle's, I was on a farm in England. Mm. My uncle's dog went missing, and I knew exactly where the dog was. And then over the years, I began to communicate with animals, and then I worked with Steve Irwin and Terry Irwin for 2 years, and it really came out then. So working with the crocs and the alligators, the snakes, Harriet, the Galapagos land tortoise, everything. It was really quite interesting. So I just went with the flow. Now I have a weekly column in Woman's Day magazine and
TV, radio.
TV, we have a TV show coming up soon.
What are you going to call that?
Psychic, what is it? Psychic Road Trip.
Psychic Road Trip.
Yeah. With me and another very famous psychic, David Laws. So, yeah.
And you've got live appearances that you do as well.
I've got some in coming up. We've already had one, and that was 180 people turned up to that. So it was pretty crazy. We had to lock the doors, basically. I have a two-hour animal communication seminar at 7 p.m. on this Thursday night. That's where I'm staying in the city. And also on Saturday, there's a Mother's Day Celebrate with Spirit Lunch and Mediumship Show with myself and Anne Joyce Hancock, who is a very well-known medium in Adelaide and also a dear friend of mine. That's at Wallace Orkin Doric House, Mount Barker.
Oh, yes, that's a lovely
spot. Starts at 11 a.m.
Yeah.
I hope I got that right, or the office will be ringing me and telling me off.
Angie tells me we've got a double for that.
Double pass, apparently, yeah, for two people.
Yep, yep. So. Yeah, we'll do that randomly, I guess, during the... just give us a ring on 8223-0055, and we'll pick a random caller on that number if you'd like to go along. I can understand spirits, human spirits. I can understand how different languages might translate into something that you could read. But when it comes to animals, do they all have the same language? Because you're hearing what, their voices, or
I'm hearing I'm sensing a connection with them. It doesn't matter whether it's a cat, a dog, a fish. I communicated with a goldfish the other day. It was quite funny.
What did the goldfish?
Oh, the goldfish is in. It told me that it was just in a little tiny bowl.
They usually are.
Yeah, but the funny thing was, he said to his mum, he told me his name, and he said, you know, he gets really afraid when she changes the bowl. But apparently the night before, he said to her, you had fish fingers. That could have been my brother. And she just nearly fell off a chair, and she goes, oh, my gosh, I live on my own, and I had fish fingers for dinner last night. So it was, they have a sense of humour.
but she had had fish fingers.
Yes, she did. A true story.
And the fish knew it, and you...
And the fish knew it and told me that she had had fish fingers the night before, and the fish laughed and said that could have been my brother.
Well, of course, fish don't have fingers, so we're pretty safe.
There's some very interesting stories, actually. I'm writing a new book about animal communications, and there's some very interesting stories in that.
What's the most weird thing an animal has said to you?
Oh, my gosh. There's so many of them that come to mind. There's the elephant that was from a zoo and wouldn't eat, but I told him that it didn't like people watching it eat, and don't feed it in the morning when people are watching it. Feed it down the back in the afternoon when people are not watching it. The elephant started eating straight away. So there's some, and there was some animals that came through, a couple of snakes and a lizard that had been in a house fire that had passed away. So, you know.
So you don't sort of think about lizards having a spirit.
And, well, they do. Every living thing has a spirit. There was three little dogs that dopped their daddy in because Miss Blonde Hair was coming over in the afternoon.
Whoops.
With every Thursday afternoon.
Those pesky, talkative dogs.
Dogs told their mum and he got busted.
Oh. Well, you could have been discreet. You didn't have to.
Oh, no, they're just wondering because I said to her, do you know who this woman is? She goes, no, I don't.
Uh-uh.
I went, oh, okay.
right.
Oops.
So you can talk to the animals. It's sort of like Dr. Doolittle, but are you talking to animals that are, you know, around now, or are you talking to the dearly departed?
Both. No, but when people, I mean, I do 8 to 11 readings a day. That's how busy I am. I'm booked up for 2 or 3 months.
What do you charge?
Oh, don't ask me. I think it's about $100 for half an hour, about $200 for 2 hours, for an hour, because I've got 5 staff on.
Is it a Q&A?
I just go in. All I have is a first name.
Yeah.
I don't have any other information about the person or their dearly departed, their loved ones that have passed over, or animals. I just go in with whatever I come through with. I don't need any prior information. I prefer not to.
Mm.
But people have specific readings. It might be a mixed bag so that whatever comes through comes through. There might be a loved ones passed over. There might be animals passed over. They want a specific reading, life direction. So I do all of that. But I do it over the phone. So I don't need any.
Ah,
I don't need people to come and see me on the Sunshine Coast. So record it and then I send that recording to the person. So, it's built up over the years. It's been pretty crazy.
This is fascinating. This is fascinating. And the phone's going crazy. And you'll take calls, will you?
I will.
All right, that's lovely. Amanda DeWarren, ladies and gentlemen.